Good seeing it all the way around. Take your Bible, if you will. We'll be looking at the book of Mark, chapter number 5. In the book of Mark, chapter 5. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that the Lord's always right on time. Whatever God does, He'll do it forever. Whatever He records, you can just rest assured it'll be in accordance to His word and will. And I hope and trust and pray that you're resting in the will of God here this morning. All right? Am I on good? Here we go. Take your Bible now. Mark chapter number 5. You're able to stand. Look there in that chapter that if you will. Verse number 20. We'll read that and then we'll let you sit down for a few moments. But notice if you will please. Let's back up to verse number 19. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. And hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We do thank you for it. How good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We thank you, thou art God, from everlasting to everlasting. Beside thee, there's none else. Maybe there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that's in our midst that does not know thee. In the free pardon of sin. May this be the day that you come knocking on their heart's door and grant them repentance and faith that they might believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be born into the family of God. Now bless, I pray, each family represented here today be with those that could not be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while, if you will, please, about this man that was living naked in a tomb. He was busy out there among the dead people in a congregation of the dead. And let me say to you that, if you will, that here's a guy. He had no clothes. He had no house. He was just running around out there, if you will, please, in his birthday suit, in the buff, or however you want to. I'm going to preach a sermon entitled, But Naked and Unashamed. That's the world we're living in. I began to look into this thing right here. When you begin to look into it, you begin to recognize it and know is that here's a man, the Bible said, excuse me, in the first part of this chapter there, that he had an unclean spirit. And I want to tell you something is that you'll find is that the devil that was in him was of many, in fact, is a legion. He had enough to fill up 2,000 hogs. Whenever they cast him out, they requested that they be thrown into those hogs, and they went running violently down the hill, and all of them drowned in the sea. Remember that? You can read the chapter, read the account given over in the book of Luke, chapter 8, Matthew, chapter number 8. Let me just say to you that here's a man, excuse me, he's a wild man, if you please. Boy, we live in a world of wickedness and wildness all up and down. I've never in my life, whenever you go to Walmart, I seen a gal the other day, she had a t-shirt that said, let it all hang out. And buddy, her belly was hanging out, and her butt cheeks were hanging out. And she was hanging out all over. In the lesson that we're looking at, before that I lose too many here, you know, by the way of this little, whatever they call that, Facebook, whatever that is, before I lose too many of them, I want to tell you something, mama. You know, the Bible said that a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman plucks it down. And let me tell you, when you've spent your lifetime bringing your family up in the love, nurture, and admonition of the Lord, and then you fight against God, the Bible, and good, and right, and moral, and decent, you're a foolish woman, the Bible said. You're a foolish woman. I don't tell you, this is the easy part there, ladies. I'm giving you the easy part. Now let me give it to some of you men. I want to tell you right now that when you begin to look into this Bible and begin to recognize it, oh, here was a man that the Bible said that he was so full of the devil that he was very fierce and people were afraid he even passed by his house. That's how bad he was. He was out there screaming night and day, and taking and cutting himself with stones and gushing blood and this and that, running around butt naked out there in the world. And afraid for anybody, not afraid of anybody that had to come by. They'd been trying to tame him down. They got him in the average independent Baptist church, but the preacher was so sorry he wouldn't preach nothing, and Courtney scared him off. I want to say something to you that if you will, please, that if you fellas, if you know somebody that runs around butt naked in their house in front of their children or in front of their grandchildren, that's perverted, dear friend. That's a pervert you're looking at. You're thinking here this morning, well, I run around naked in front of my blah, 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 blah. Well, you're a pervert is what you are. You know, this man here, whenever he was in his right mind, he put his clothes on. That's hard to beat that, isn't it? Oh, I know you probably got a dozen people in illustrating of this and that. I know some people that don't know God and they ain't saved either. They profess to know Him, but in works they deny Him. And I'm going to tell you something right now. All these son-in-laws of mine, ain't one of them ever saw me naked. My children don't walk, I don't walk around showing my nakedness at the house. Somebody said, well, I can do what I want to at my own house. Well, tell that to God then in this butt-naked, crazy, wild man, demon-possessed. What do you think when you go down to the beach, you know, that there's a lot of nudity down there? You know, used to, before we got saved, we called it going down there to the beach. Now that we're saved, we call it going to the coast. And it won't make any difference if you go, whatever you call it, it won't make any difference one way or the other. You're just going to have to be on your guard, keep your mind right, and keep yourself right, and keep your heart right. And I want to tell you right now, in the day and hour we're living in, something has gone wrong in the field. There's a lot of wild men running up and down the road. Do you realize, though, that years ago, and I've seen this on more than one occasion, you know, the Bible said, let not your good be evil spoken of. Ain't one of you sitting in this building ever seen me hug and kiss around on my children and kissing these girls in their mouth. God bless you. Thank you very much. Now, I've not seen that of anybody here now, but I've seen that in days gone by, and I thought that's kind of odd. That's kind of weird. You understand what I'm saying? I appreciate both amens. I ain't got to have them. When I know I'm right, I'm just like a bulldog. In this Bible lesson, you're going to find out there's a whole lot of things here that we're looking at. You can look around and you can read about it over in Matthew chapter 8, Luke chapter number 8, here in Mark chapter number 5. I just wanted to say to you that, if you will, make no mistake about it, is that this guy's nature didn't change. It didn't matter if it was night or day. He was the same, screaming and crying and yelling out fierceness against people that would pass by where he lived. Now, you're never going to hear this in the Uptown First Baptist Church of any city. You know why? Lose too many people. And whenever they go to leave it, I tell them, hey, don't leave mad. Take your clothes with you. I'm tired of looking at your naked butt and attitude that you've got. Me and Brother Ron used to go hunting some. He saw me in my bug tamer suit, but he couldn't see my drawers and couldn't see my nudity through it. I couldn't with him either. I wish I could say that about anybody and everybody that ever went with us, but I can't. Something's wrong, dear friend. Whether you're a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, you want to display your nudity around other people. You've got something wrong up there in your mind, in your head. And I'll tell you what it is. It's an element of a demonic spirit. And then let me tell you something else about it, is that you're going to find out that it'll finally catch up with you sooner or later down the road. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out this man was a wild man. This Bible said that he was uncontrollable. They tried to chain him. They couldn't do it. He'd just break them off. They put fetters on him, put chains on him. And they tried to tame him, but nobody could tame him. I got to tell you right now here. I've seen some people that I thought, you know what, they just need some good old old-fashioned hard Bible preaching. But let me tell you, there's some people that even Bible preaching ain't going to reach. They get worse instead of better. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out that here's what happened. Here's a guy, he had no clothes, he had no house, and he lived out there among the tombs, and naked as a jaybird, but everybody that went by, he came out with a fierceness against them and had them all scared to death up and down the road. One day this wild man looked out there and he saw Jesus coming, but he knew he's no match for him. Boy, he got to running down out there. You know what happens whenever you this man saw Jesus? He went running up to him, falling down, and began to worship him. You know what the average Baptist would have done? Said, well, yeah, look there, that old boy there, he probably knows the Lord and all that. Let's baptize him, get him on the church roll and this and that. Make him a Sunday school teacher. Let's do something with him. But Jesus knew exactly who he was and knew exactly what was going on. And this Bible said that, if you will, please, is that to a devil, Jesus is nothing but a torment. He said, torment us not before our time. There's one thing the devil and his crew knows. They know where they're headed. They're headed straight to hell. And they don't want to be tormented whatsoever. You know, I'll tell you something. We don't have time to really get that deep down into it and all that. Because I realize and know that, we're here for not a long time, but for a good time in the Lord. And let me say to you that, if you will, is that sooner or later they realize and know that they're going to be cast into hell. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. And so they're asking the Lord, torment us not before our time. And the Bible said that he asked them, and he asked him, said, what is thy name? Verse number 9. And the answer said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there were nigh the mountains, in verse 11, a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils, look at it, all that bunch of devils begin to say, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And Jesus gave them leave. And the next passage will tell you that there were better than 2,000 that were choked into the sea of those swine that those demons, those devils, had entered into. Now, I want to tell you, that's a lot of hog meat right there, friend. If you've got enough demons to fill up 2,000 hogs, that's a lot of pork, honey. And I'll tell you something, that was somebody's no doubt livelihood. And the Bible said this man that they'd been afraid of, and no man could bind him, and no man could be able to put chains on, nobody could stop him, nobody could tame him. Now there's 2,000 hogs that are dead to their credit to this bunch of demons called Legion. I want you to notice another thing that, if you will, please, in that lesson that we're looking at, is that the Bible said in verse number 15, if they come unto Jesus and they see him that was possessed with the devil, and that had the legion, notice these words right here, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Did you get that? They now behold this man that was once naked, had no clothes, had no house, that was full of fierceness, full of wrath, that could not be tamed. Now they see him sitting, clothed, sitting and in his right mind. You know what happens whenever people are running around butt naked in their house and in front of their kids and grandkids? Now, I'm not talking, listen, let me just clear this up right quick. If you're in your house with your wife and the two of you are playing chase butt naked, that's all right. And that's not going to happen very often. I'm not talking about normal things. Of course, you know, as soon as you say I do, and you kiss her and this and that, and yeah, I do, well, then the things are going to change. When the baby gets here, friend, let me tell you something. You don't know it right now, and I don't mean to upset you, and I certainly don't want to put a damper on it. I'm thrilled about it, but you're fixing to lose your number one spot and status in that house. Don't let it shake you up. We've all been there. We're doing that. Some of us are there right now. Oh, yeah. She'll jump through hula hoop backwards, take care of that baby whenever knowing. Well, when are we going to play chase again? Well, you can't in front of this kid. Oh, so you got to wait until they're grown, gone from home, maybe in college somewhere, married off themselves. By then, you'll be too old to run. But, hey, it's been fun.
It's been fun till here. So I'm not talking about that. You know, some of you women go home and you're so, devil get on you and he goes trying to sport around. And, no, now the preacher said, you know what, the preacher's about it. Won't you send them kids to, no, don't send them to my house. No, send them kids to grandma and grandpa's or something for a while. How about putting a note, a posted note? Hey, we're at home, sort of. Come back in an hour. Well, actually, a few minutes, but I mean. There's just a right way and a wrong. The Bible said, let not thy good be evil spoken of. That's the reason why you got to conduct yourself around your family, around these boys, around these girls. Don't you just hate it whenever you're in public somewhere and somebody don't have enough dignity and they're sitting around, you know, in each other's lap and rubbing on each other and running each other's tongue down each other's throat and all of that business there and all our kids are standing around thinking, Mom, can I have a dollar? No, but you can have a holler. Get out of here! Isn't that embarrassing? There ought to be some ethics and some dignity. You see what I'm talking about? My wife, I can't get her to kiss me in public at all. Now, I know some of you are bold and all that business there, and sometimes I've seen y'all hug and kiss and peck around on each other. I want to buy you a room. There's a right way and a wrong way and a right time and a wrong time. You understand what I'm telling you? But I want to tell you something right now. What I've been talking about in this world we're living in is that the mentality of the average Baptist man, something's wrong with it. Now, I'm not talking about you men that are here that love God and the Bible and all that business there, but I'm just saying to you that, hey, flesh is flesh, and I don't care where it comes from and what city, what town, what county, what state, what part of the world that it's in. You ever notice that them countries they'll show on TV that are standing around, and they don't wear clothes a whole lot of these countries, and they're standing around out there pretty skimpily clad, and they're just packed up by the thousands and thousands and thousands. I'm wondering, is all these people do, you know, is reproduce children, and they don't have absolutely no ethics and all about them. They must not have a job. They're standing around demonstrating in every city, you see. Now, I want to tell you something. There ain't no wonder that our boys and girls that in this nation that we've lost them. We've lost them. If you mamas and daddies and you boys and girls, you don't pay close attention to me and you're all somewhere and you don't guard your own self and keep your own lust in check. If you don't, one of these days your belly button will be turned inside out. You'll be ashamed before everybody that ever knew you and loved you. We'll still keep loving you, but I'm just telling you right up front, what's gone out that way? See? I want to say to you that, if you will, is that when you and I are in the place in life to where that we're bringing up our children in the love and nurture and admonition of the Lord, there ought to be some clothing involved on it. Be some clothing involved. You know, and what's with all these boys, you know, in the day and hour that we're living in. And they get out there, and they've got, I call it that duck butt hairdo. They got their hair long here, and they grow, and then they taper it back and in the back, you know. Got that duck tail, you know. They used to have a fad like that in the 60s when I was growing up. We didn't know some of the nice terms. I didn't know how to call it a duck butt hairdo then. But I've seen a lot of duck butts since then. And that's the hairdo, friend. They're wearing it. I gotta tell you right now, I've been in this thing a long time. And I watch all you men a long time. If I see you coming in here not very long ago, if I see you coming in, you know, and you've got a silly-looking wig on, I'm going to know. I told my wife, they won't be here long. Why? Not because of me. Hey, you can, all of you, bring the not going to care one way or the other. But it shows up when it does something mentally to you until all of a sudden you're not the same person that you was once before. That ought to be something we can find you women to do. I want to tell you right now is, make no mistake about it, whenever you begin to look into it, we live in a world of wild men, wild women. And I'll tell you what, you can just go down here on the coast, it don't take long, very long, and you can find out there is no shame whatsoever with a lot of those people that are down there and what they're doing and what they're involved in. Now, this Bible said that when you look at it in verse 15, that whenever they found that Jesus had cast them devils out of him, they found him sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Now, I want you to notice how it did the crowd and the community that used to be afraid of this demon-possessed man. Now that he is sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, now they're afraid. In fact, is they're so unappreciative and afraid, they want Jesus to depart out of their land. I mean, we can't afford him to be here anyhow. He's already killed 2,000 hogs running down in the stream full of the devil. I got to tell you something. As we get ready to close and as we get ready to write this thing down, can you imagine a crowd that's so wicked they don't want Jesus in their midst? It's done cost them too much money. Watch this. Can you imagine somebody so wicked that isn't it the same way in the average Baptist church? You let the preacher preach heaven real and hell hot, and they do not want him to speak like that where it brings conviction upon them. They want smooth stuff. I wish I had a good smooth sermon this morning. It's just hard to get a smooth sermon out of a title, but naked and unashamed. Just kind of, I don't know, it's a snazzy title, no doubt. But it just don't bring, like banana pudding or whatever kind you like. And it just don't roll off the tongue as easily. Well, they didn't want him there, and the Bible said that whenever you begin to look into it, and you find this here, is that you're going to find is that out of all these years that I've been, well, 30 of them here, as you well know, 50 years in the ministry, 50 years of all my family's here, I've never one time led them to fight a preacher. Here's a crowd here that said, Jesus is costing us too much money. We can't live like that. We can't afford another hog. We can't lose another pig. And they'd rather have a whole herd of pigs than they had to be able to have Jesus in their coast and in their midst. Now, nothing wrong with raising pigs. But I'll tell you something's wrong when you're choosing pigs or anything or anybody else over the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. As we get ready to be done here this morning, I want to say to you is that you'll find out is that one of these days the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come again. And this man here wanted to stay with Jesus. They didn't want the man there. They didn't want Jesus there. And he wanted to stay with Jesus, but Jesus wouldn't let him. You know what he told him? I want you to go home to your family and to your friends and tell them the great things the Lord has done for you. It's no wonder that in the day and hour that we live in, that people are going to hell in a handbasket is because good old-fashioned Bible preaching has just about left the scene. See? And I got to tell you right now, when you get to the place to where that you're so far away from God that you don't want to hear Bible preaching lest it gets on you. I've been to church, well, even when I was a kid before I got saved. And I'm going to tell you something, when you get born again by and washed by the blood into the family of God, you ought to welcome the preaching of the word of the Lord. And let me tell you something, I've always, and I've said this for a long time, is that I'm pretty sorry, but I am what I am by the grace of God. But you never going to preach me off the bench, I can tell you that. We may get to where we have to have a meeting of the minds and this and that, and I'll be glad to sit down with you, but you're going to have to put your dad blame clothes on.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm right, don't you? And I want to tell you something right now is, make no mistake about it. I'm not going to spend, you won't find one place I've ever been that I've ever said, hey, I'm fixing to leave here and I'm mad at this person or mad at that person. I don't like this, I don't like that. I got to tell you something, dear friend. The work of God's more important than that. And you can say, I don't want to hurt the church, oh, you want to, but you're already hurting it and hurting your own family. And God help you, it may go beyond repair. See? I don't know about you, but this man right here, that day he went home telling his family, telling his friends. And you know, he had such a testimony that was right. It made them marvel when they saw him sitting, clothed, and in their right mind. That's what it did for them. Somebody said, you think that old boy got saved or that old gal got saved? Yeah, yeah. How could you tell? They ain't naked no more. They're sitting down listening to what Jesus got to say. See that? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you now for the goodness of God. We ask your blessings now upon thy word. Thy word is truth. I pray your blessings now upon these that have gathered here today. There may be one that's not saved and that you've already been knocking on their heart's door. Lord, whatever the need is, thou knowest. I pray that, Lord, that you'd help them to come and realize and know thou art God. Beside thee, there is none else. Now, Lord, as our invitation's given, as our musicians are coming, and if we get ready to sing the invitation song, is there a cause, dear God? Is there one, Lord, that we ought to be praying about? Now, Lord, I pray that you'd meet every need according as their faith and hope and trust be in thee. We'll thank you in advance for that. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. What number